Okay, so hello everyone. Welcome to Ask Your Happy Hour episode. In today's episode, we have Anika Hataya, SEO director, who is going to talk about how to validate SEO results or not results and stay confident during this process of implementation or waiting for this result. I think this is like a topic that we are facing every day in our SEO life. And what I see that is like most challenging is to even we know what SEO can make and like what kind of impact we have on SEO has on the client's website and products and results. It's sometimes it's very hard to explain to the others. And then during this process of waiting for results or being kind of in the moment to be confident and have other side trust the process to implement all these suggestions, we are losing ourselves. We are not motivated as we were before, and that is something that is impacting our mental health on daily basis. So definitely, let's talk about this. I'm Adriana Bujadin, head of SEO and coach for SEO professionals. I'm basically teaching how to be confident and fulfilled at your job. So this is perfect topic to explain. Anika, thank you so much for joining the call, and let's begin this topic.
Right. Well, thank you, Andriana. Thanks for having me. It's such an important topic, and just the general, obviously, confidence in SEO. It's really easy to lose it and hard to kind of gain it back. So, especially when it comes to, I guess, the whole industry and the practice of SEO, when you think about it, your results aren't guaranteed ever. They sometimes take a lot of time if they even ever come. There's a lot of elements that you don't have control over. So there's so many things that are kind of against us in the first place. So it's obviously not only trying to, prove that you know what you're doing, but in the sort of in the end, there might not be that sort of clear validation that it was actually correct, or perhaps having that confidence in your abilities as an SEO. So yeah, there's a lot of sort of at stakes, I guess, all the time. So, not that SEO jobs would be easy anyway. There's a lot of challenges potentially, and a lot of knowledge that is needed. So, yeah, I think it's a really important topic, and I think everybody can relate to, like, regardless of what kind of job they have, whether it's an in-house job, freelancer, agency. There's always kind of somebody that you need to prove yourself to, and I've definitely experienced that myself as well. And I guess having that constant validation that I deserve to be here, and I know what I'm doing. Kind of listen to me when I tell you these are my recommendations. It can be very tiring, and it can be sometimes a bit relentless. So I've tried to kind of think about different ways to overcome that. Whether you're speaking to your manager or your client, or perhaps some other stakeholders that have that control over what is implemented, if or not your sort of recommendations are implemented. So I think it's kind of quite important to have something, some kind of not necessarily skill set specifically, but those tools to be able to navigate that. A lot of it is definitely soft skills, but I think there's a few ways that people can kind of take a bit more control.
Okay, so we have here like few examples. Like the definitely like first example is actually how to negotiate some kind of things to actually, hey, SEO can help this website just like believe in the process and have the trust. Like in the first place, like how we can actually provide that validation from the SEO, like even we don't have results yet, if we need just to like kick off the process with a client.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it all comes down to remembering that you were hired for a reason. So often you might think, well, maybe somebody else could do a better job, or perhaps are we the right agency for this? Obviously, they are very specific, specialties, but I think it's really important to go to these situations with the confidence that I'm supposed to be here, and I have the right expertise and experience. Especially, I guess, if you're and the only SEO in the company, sometimes you have to sort of do that negotiation internally as well. That's already a validation that nobody else knows as much about SEO as you do. So that's, enough of a reason for you to be in that conversation. Sometimes it helps to, I think, find your own ally. So it could be your direct manager, it could be somebody from a different team, or it could be some specific person in your client organization that you kind of match with very well. They understand you, they get you, they get SEO enough to understand the importance. And sometimes they can sort of advocate for you a little bit as well, so that you don't feel like you're on your own in that situation. So it can be quite helpful to try to find those people and, create that connection with them. And I think obviously with SEO, there's a lot of evidence that we can provide, whether it's, past data from that same website, it could be competitors. And I think one of the ones that I've kind of found myself during my career, Google's guidelines, your client can't go against what Google says because it is literally where they want to be more visible at. So yeah, finding any kind of evidence in the guidelines, although we don't obviously have like a big rule book for SEO, there are still some resources that can be used and specific, I guess, authority within the industry that you can use as an evidence if your recommendations are being questioned. And yeah, often, like, I guess for internal roles, sometimes even if the SEO manager might say something, they might wait for an agency to validate that and to justify, which can be very frustrating. But again, maybe the agency is your ally and you can potentially utilize them and be have them on your side when you're sort of giving these recommendations to make sure that, yeah, you don't want to be alone in that situation. You kind of want to have a bit of backup as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned a great like tips actually engaging other people, because what I'm seeing, like people, especially in house, they are often alone and they are taking everything on themselves, because like they think they are only in charge, they are only in control to like control all these things. So I really love that. And here, an additional moment is actually when you are alone, you are thinking that actually all these things are happening on the personal level. And that is something that frustrates you, because like it's not that like company doesn't see maybe value in SEO. You are having the feeling that they don't see the value in you. And those are kind of like most stressful situations and like most frustrated. So how you handle this moment, like between like not taking personally and like taking a look at the business side of you and like what's happening with the company.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. And it's really, really easy to take it personally and think that, oh, well, if it's not happening, if the results aren't there, it must be me. I'm a terrible SEO. Like, no question about it. So, I guess how to overcome that. There's a few different things that I've tried to do in the past. Well, firstly, if you want to maybe prove to yourself as well that you're a good SEO, maybe you just need a side project, maybe your own website, something else that you can use your skills towards to be able to, either prove to yourself or your organization that actually I'm really good. Let me give you these recommendations and please implement them because there's clearly evidence that it's right. And on the other hand, it's very important that we don't match our success with the results of a website. There's so many elements that are at play there. It's not only you who can, impact them. There's obviously within organizations, SEO is such a, unfortunately, still very small part. Obviously, there's other marketing activities, there's, website migrations, there's competitors, there's the market economy. So many different big parts that you can't actually control. We've actually seen that with some of our clients where We did really great content for years and years and years. Technical SEO was pretty much perfect, really good links. And the results were kind of like stagnant for a long time, going up a little bit. And you kind of start questioning, like, are we actually doing the right thing? Why is nothing happening? And then there was a Google update, the one in August last year. And then suddenly it was incredible, like the jump that they had, and they stayed up after all those other updates as well. So you kind of think that, okay, right. So are we always waiting for like an algorithm update to validate that we're actually doing the right thing? But yeah, I guess changing the perspective that if you're not there to do the SEO, what would be the other alternative? They would have most likely dropped during the algorithm update. And I guess when we're looking at SEOs, we're not only here to like improve rankings, we're not only here to get traffic. Often we're kind of in a role of a business consultant or marketing consultant. We can provide so much extra value that is outside of just, I guess, the website traffic. Even, defining which product lines to launch due to popularity that we can find through keyword research, or understanding what's happening in the market through, competitor research and audience research. So I guess making sure that the results aren't the only thing that are kind of a way for us to measure success. There's so many indirect and I guess intangible ways that we do make a difference. Because if we think that, okay, when the traffic goes up, that means that I'm good, then your goodness will always go like this, because it's never going to be stable, or it's never going to be exactly the same trajectory. So yeah, I guess kind of changing the perspective and remembering how your role can be quite wide and broad within the organization.
That's so true. Because definitely you will help your company more if you know that kind of like business side of your company, then you can align your SEO recommendations with them and also provide the results like what they will get. Because in the most of cases, SEO work is not implemented or like it's not priority because it's not aligned with the business decisions. And then people are taking that like personally. They are thinking that the company doesn't value them or appreciate them. And then like what that is something that it are impacting our mental health on daily basis because that is something that we are facing. And definitely that identification yourself with the SEO results is the worst case scenario because like even when the website is growing, like we want to take that like as our results and everything, but also on the another hand, in a lot of times like you will see all these droppings or like nothing is happening, like even you are providing all these things, making these changes, but like nothing is happening. So neither like positive or negative results are not actually your results. It's not your identity. It's just like the way how SEO works in that moment. Tomorrow it will be different. So that's so crucial to mention. Okay, we covered like how to kick off these things, what to do in the process of waiting to see some of the results, some of the impacts of our changes, like how you are handling that piece of the process.
Definitely. I think it's a bit of a combination of trying to focus on, we all probably know what would be the quick wins in a certain situation whilst working through a long-term strategy, especially well, at Seeker, what we normally do if we get a new client, it's the same maybe when you start a new job, you kind of want to prove yourself straight away, give a good impression. And yeah, finding those sort of quick wins, things that might impact very specific results for a site, whether it's quick optimization or some more content, and then not losing the focus on what is it that we try to achieve in the long term. And like you said earlier, tying it all to the business is really important. So understanding what business goals can we influence, and what marketing goals can we influence and support? Not just doing, I guess, everything for the sake of doing SEO. There's always something that we can sort of focus on. that's when also things might seem a bit less overwhelming, when we think that, okay, we don't need to control the whole everything, because it doesn't necessarily make any sense anyway. So if there are very specific goals, although, often obviously we have very easy goals to track when it comes to, for example, if it's an e-commerce site, we know probably organic revenue will be the one to focus on, but you don't really know what the website is there for unless you have that conversation with either the business or your client. So yeah, having that sort of very narrow focus, I think, seems to help also to give you that, internal feeling that you're doing the right things. And I guess when it comes to what to focus on in addition to SEO is really those soft skills, building that relationship with the business, whether it's a client or head of marketing or VP of marketing. It's really important to, be able to showcase what is it that you've done, what are the results. I think often we think that the best SEOs are the most technical or the best link builders, but actually I think the best SEOs are the best presenters. And they're, if you're a nice person and you get along very well with the person that you're trying to, impress, that takes you so much further already. So definitely building on soft skills, presentation, then you're just generally more convincing as well when you speak to your stakeholders. So I think that's one of the areas that we all can kind of get a bit better at as well.
Yeah, convincing, I think that's perfectly aligned with the confidence, because if another side is not kind of doesn't believe us, or like if we are not confident, or like even like if we are not convinced in what we are doing that is like good, or like that is proven record, another side will also feel that. So if we are not confident in our results, skills, also we can't expect that others who are listening to us are going to believe us. So we know, like when we start SEO, like we just like learn so many technical things, as much as SEO courses and everything. And then after 2, 3 years, we're realizing that it's not just about technical things. So how did you find that moment, and what have you done to actually work on your soft skills?
Yeah, I think the main thing is to try to take all the opportunities that there are to get more experience. You can't necessarily learn soft skills by only like watching webinars or reading. You need to be in those moments to get that experience and get better and more confident and feel more comfortable being in those situations. So whether it's a client meeting, maybe asked to run a client meeting or reporting call by a manager, and try to, yeah, get those sort of opportunities under your belt, because the more you do it, the more you feel like you should be doing it and you're confident. It's the same with anything like public speaking, anything that you have to be in the presence of other people or in front of other people. You just can't learn it by being at home. You need to go and do it. So yeah, definitely kind of putting your hand up, and also just being invited to meetings that aren't even about SEO. It could be a general marketing meeting and you're the representation of SEO in your company. So yeah, trying to find those ways to be more visible in front of a client or within your company itself. Often that kind of starts automatically building that confidence within you.
Yeah, I think definitely meeting with clients, or like even with all these leadership roles, can be very very anxious for us, because what we believe is actually that they will ask us something that we will know, or like they will, in that way we will lose our reputation, trust, or something like that. So facing all these things and like facing how to handle that will actually move you further to get that confidence. Then, like, even you don't know something, you can say like, "Hey, I don't know," but like that doesn't mean that they will lose the trust. Even like in these moments, the trust can be even like increased because like you're saying, "Yeah, I don't know. I will find it and I will follow up." Or anything that you do, like being in this situation and know how you are facing, you know, your kind of like internal struggles will help you to actually overcome it and like be one of the relaxed people on that meeting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always good to remember that everybody's a human. You're human in a way that you can't know everything, and the other person is a human and they understand and hopefully have some empathy as well. So, yeah, it's kind of really important to, yeah, have empathy for yourself too, and just remember it's a job in the end. You're there to, do your job, and hopefully you can do it well if, so often it's a sort of case of changing perspective a little bit and giving yourself a bit more time and understanding as well. So yeah, the more experiences like that people get, I think definitely the better. And then, that could be one of the milestones that you add if you don't have the exact right results from the website. Oh, I just got really good feedback from this meeting that I run. Tick, and you can add that in like a list of, good things that you've achieved. And they gradually start building up, and then you realize that actually I am pretty good at what I'm doing. I just forgot, or I just didn't write it down. So it's definitely important to remember those situations that are not just about revenue and traffic and rankings, but actually the day-to-day situations that you can prove yourself and, yeah, validate your existence.
Yeah. And we always, when we are talking about these things, we always think like what other side will think, like results, clients, in-house leadership roles. But in the end of the day, what we are thinking about ourselves, like have we proved ourselves to ourselves, not just like them. And these internal struggles are something that are coming to the surface more than when our managers or like leadership roles are not kind of like happy with us, because if they're not happy with us, we will know. But if nothing is happening, that like a lot of things are okay. But like we in our heads, we are always in our heads and thinking like, hey, maybe they will fire me, maybe they are not happy, or this is results that they will not be happy, or these kinds of things.
Exactly. And how hard is it to motivate yourself if that happens? And people might often sort of question, like, is this the right industry for me? Am I supposed to be an SEO? So yeah, I think it's important to recognize all the areas that you are good at, but also obviously the areas that you can get better at, and demand training or demand mentoring from people, and yeah, generally have that self-awareness and self-knowledge, so that otherwise it's difficult to really know where you are at. So doing a bit of self-reflection obviously helps.
Yeah, because when the things are not quite good in our company, we are thinking about like other ways. The first way is just like actually getting a new job, or like changing the industry, or going full time in-house to agency, or agency to in-house, or like even to freelancing and being independent. But actually, in each of these areas, you will have the same struggles, but the only thing that will be the same is actually you. So you will not fix or solve your problems just like running from one job to another job, because another job will have you again. It will just like be the same struggles in different format.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really good point. Often the quickest thing that we think is, oh, I'll just move to another company. But it's the same, yeah, like you said, the same struggles will just follow unless you kind of, I guess, go through them head on and figure out what is it, what's the real issue there. The issue is probably not the job itself, but it's either how you handle it, or it could be obviously that maybe you're not getting the right support, which is completely different, I think, area of topic. But if it's more internalized, then yeah, it's important to I guess just be honest with yourself as well. Because yeah, otherwise you can't really actually know what's actually happening or what's wrong.
Yeah, because I think like this SEO validation and like confidence, like even we are thinking that it's like more external thing, it is more internal thing, like how we are handling all these things. When the traffic is down, keywords are down, or like keywords are up or something like that, like how we are feeling during these moments or something like that. Because like if they are not happy with our work, like they will fire us, or like we will go on the performance plan or something like that. But okay, definitely there are some situations when we don't have the right manager, there is a toxic relationship, and that is definitely encouragement to go and find another company. But in most of the cases, with a company, everything is right. You are actually facing this in your kind of like unique perspective that you are bringing that from the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then I guess it's also important not to kind of hide away from it. Like these are the kind of tricky conversations that often SEOs have to have, whether it's with a client or your manager. So I think that's where the soft skills really come to light, how important it is to, be transparent, maybe not make excuses, but obviously trying to be as constructive as you can in terms of what's the situation, how can you potentially fix it, what are the areas that you need help with, how can other teams help you perhaps. But yeah, not yeah shying away from those tricky conversations is really important, whether it's with a client or your own team.
Yeah, and actually, I wanted to have that as my last question. So, what to do like when the results are not there? So you put a lot of things. Can you think maybe if we have a feeling that we tried everything and like they are not results, they are like all the like metrics that we are following or the KPIs are not as we are expected, like what to do in these kind of moments. Because if we are not addressing that, like we are just going to drain our energy and personality to down, or we are going to find, but also these situations are making a change for us in the future. And if we handle properly this situation, that is a huge boost of confidence and trust in even like in ourselves, between us. So how we can handle like the situation where we can see like, okay, we are working with this client for a long time and like there is no results.
Yeah, definitely. I think we all kind of have had that experience when the report shows as red, and then you can't really hide it, and there's nothing positive to report on. Like it's not great, it's not fun. But I think throughout sort of my experience working with clients, especially, everybody appreciates honesty, and everybody appreciates, being able to take the results as they are and make a change, or have a plan B almost. So often when we don't get the results, the first thing is that you need to talk about it. That's often always been sort of my advice. Like I said earlier, don't hide them, because you can't hide them. The client will know, and they
Yeah,
will
at
expect
some
you to be
point,
the
yeah,
person
they
to
will
tell them.
realize.
So yeah, I think it's just important to have that conversation, and especially in some cases there might be an element of education as well. Some clients or maybe your team, they will probably know that you can't control everything, and the strategy has worked before maybe, or now it's not working. Maybe it's time to pivot. But often when you might be in a very, very challenging conversation with a client where they're not happy at all, and the results aren't there, maybe they're suddenly questioning everything, even though perhaps before it used to work. So yeah, it's really important to, I guess, just keep it cool, and like I said before, don't make excuses, but just explain how, I guess, this is always part of the SEO sort of approach, unfortunately, or SEO practice, and nothing is ever guaranteed. But also, it means that it's not guaranteed that the downside will continue forever. There's always a way to, fix things, and that's the main thing you can really do is provide solutions when there's problems. So that's kind of the job as an SEO expert, is to find what is the solution in that situation. You don't need to have it then and there in the meeting. You can always say, this is something that we're working on. We'll come back to you and we'll have a plan. That's all you can do. You can have a plan and, then you can try again. That's kind of how it works. We don't need to know everything beforehand. We don't need to see the future. It's just how we react to situations is more important.
Yeah, do you think like these conversation and actually communication skills are key in these moments? Do you think that anything else from the skills are very beneficial in these kind of like critical moments?
I think having, perhaps having that sort of toolkit of evidence with you, being able to analyze the data in a way that you can make some assumptions. So although you don't need to be a master data analyst, it's really good to have that sort of basic level of understanding of the data. And yeah, definitely the soft skills. And yeah, I think just generally being able to strategize in a way that you don't always just follow one route. So having that sort of able to use your analytical skills and your strategy skills to be able to provide a solution. That's, I think, quite important as an SEO, that we don't look at the small tactics or the day-to-day tasks and activities, but look at the sort of bigger picture and be able to plan accordingly.
Yeah, definitely. Just like being open for any kind of like different parts, shapes to actually include in your strategy, because yeah, we know how SEO world is crazy now, so we definitely being open-minded is what is helping us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Do you think that would you like to mention anything regarding the topic that maybe I didn't ask, we didn't mention, any kind of like lasting summaries?
No, I think we covered most of it, I think. Yeah, it's just that general kind of believe in yourself. There's a reason why you have this job. That's sort of the main thing I always try to tell people. You were hired for a reason, and yeah, there's always a way to fix things. So,
And I
yeah.
love your first sentence when you mentioned confidence is easy to lose and very hard to get. So I really love
Right, thank
that.
you.
All right, so thank you so much for this conversation. I really enjoyed it, and like basically I know that how much value we provided. So thank you so much, and maybe I will see you in one of the next SEO Happy Hour episodes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Adriana.
Thank you.
Cheers.